From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. With time, virtually all of us will have to endure some aches and pains in the course of growing older. Maybe a bad back that makes getting out of bed a grueling ordeal, or arthritic knees that seem to throb in protest after the slightest attempt at bending. But if the pain becomes chronic, a new study suggests that not tending to it can age your brain prematurely and may put you at a heightened risk for Alzheimer's disease and even for earlier death. We're talking to the report's lead author, Professor Yenisel Cruz Almeida from the University of Florida's Institute on Aging. She joins us by phone from the Gainesville campus. Professor, first, how does our brain age differ from its actual chronological age?
The biology of aging is actually very complex, and we do not yet really fully understand it. However, we do understand that as we age, molecules, cells, tissues, and different organs in our body actually undergo profound changes that could be different from your actual, what we call, chronological age.
Who did you study for this report, and what exactly did you measure?
So basically, it took us about 3 years where we recruited over 134 individuals that were screened out very carefully. Then we ended up with 47 individuals that fit the criteria of healthy community dwelling, meaning they live in the community, highly functioning, older individuals between the ages of 60 and 83. And then we basically looked at our questions on whether they had experienced pain on most days during the past 3 months.
What led to this study? What made you think there might be this kind of connection between chronic pain and brain aging?
So in younger individuals, there's some evidence of changes in atrophy, basically. So changes in the volume of the brain. When you compare younger individuals that report pain and those that don't. So potentially, it's very hard to tell if in an aging brain, you would still see that pain could be associated with atrophy.
And what did you find in people who received treatments for their chronic pain, who were scrupulous about keeping on top of it?
If they reported that they had received these treatments for their pain during the past 3 months, then actually their brain age looked younger compared to their chronological age. Our data suggests that our participants, even if they had chronic pain, that there was a lot of variability in how their brain looked. For example, having a happier type of more positive outlook on life and personality, those individuals, even if they experienced chronic pain, their brain did not look as old. And in some cases, the ones with the highest positive affect, their brain looked slightly younger than their age. Individuals that exercised regularly had, on average, a younger-looking brain.
Sounds like even more incentive to try to get happy and get some exercise. We've been talking with Professor Yenisel Cruz Almeida from the University of Florida's Institute on Aging. She's the lead author of a study looking at the possible connection between chronic pain and premature aging of the brain. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.